Hi everybody, and welcome to another episode of Help I'm an Adult. Actually, I changed the... It's not a podcast anymore. I'm not calling it a podcast anymore. I'm just going to call it my audio journal / audio diary. And yeah, today I will be speaking on the topic of disappointment. So, let's dive in. I think being disappointed is a bit more painful. And it takes a lot of mental capacity than being angry. And lately I found that I'm just very disappointed either in myself or with other people and people in my life, I guess. And I don't like that because it just means that I still have this expectation of people, and when they let me down, it just hurts more. So the other day I was thinking, is it even easier to just be angry than to be disappointed? Because at least anger, there's some kind of, I don't know, physical manifestation of it. Whereas disappointment is very mental and a lot of thinking and a lot of, it's just annoying. But mainly, honestly, I have been disappointed in myself. Now, there are moments in our lives, or even if you know me as well, I do like a good reflection. I like thinking back. I like trying to learn from mistakes, or I guess make sure I'm carrying on and living my life with the knowledge that I don't want to make those mistakes anymore. And as much as you forgive yourself for your past, as much as you know that you're forgiven because you've repented and with God and all of that, my human mind cannot but be disappointed in those things that I've done to let myself, I now know I let myself down doing those things or being that person or whatever it is. And that mental capacity to carry on and feel that disappointment is just getting to me as well. It's probably part of why I feel like I can't really share anything with anybody and I feel very lonely, but I'm just very, like, Sharon, you know better, you knew better, so why did you even act that way or think that way or be that way or allow that thing to get in the way of life for you? I knew better, but I didn't do better, and... or I didn't act accordingly. And now the quote-unquote consequences of my actions are getting to me. I have prayed about it. I've repented about some of those things. Well, all of those things, the things that need repenting for. I have done that. I know that I'm forgiven in Christ. And actually, for some of them, I thought I'd forgiven myself for it. But when the memory just comes back, it always feels like, oh, why did you do that? That's the feeling I get. And, why did you allow that to happen? And I don't, and then it kind of dwells with me for a while. And I just don't know how to not remember or think back to what it was, to those things and to that moment in my life, and not feel like, and not feel that gut-wrenching disappointment in myself. And as a Christian, yes, everybody's going to be like, pray about it, give it to God, do all of that. And I do, and I feel like sometimes it's just, it's harder. It's very difficult to move past it and get out of my human mindset. That's me being disappointed in myself, and I don't know how to push past it, how to not think back, or how to not have those memories just randomly pop up, and then all of a sudden I'm like, ugh, why did you do that? And I'm just disappointed all the time and annoyed with myself for allowing certain situations to happen, allowing myself to be in certain situations or circumstances, to allow people to walk over me, to compromise too much. I'm just very disappointed in myself for doing that. and I can't seem to push past it. So if you do have any ideas on how I can do that, let your girl know. I'm still working on myself. I'm still praying about it. And yeah, I just want to feel better and not be so annoyed and angry with the things I did in my past, especially knowing that God has forgiven me. So who am I to just hold on to the anger and to the disappointment in myself? Yep, that's me. I guess to touch briefly on disappointment with other people, the expectation was set unconsciously and they let me down. And I'm actually very actively taking the steps to kind of, I know it sounds bizarre, but I can't think of a better word, not care as much. That's one thing, if I think I've mentioned it before, that I know I'm a caring person and I am caring to a fault. And because of that, or because maybe people know that, they've taken advantage of it, or they've just taken me for granted. And when it kind of, I feel like when I need that care to be reciprocated, it's not. And then and that's kind of where I am right now. And yeah, I just get disappointed in people. So maybe my solution right now and what's working for me is just to not really care wholeheartedly as much about situations, what somebody else might be thinking, feeling, going through. I'm tired of being an empath, basically. Being very empathetic and caring and all of that. Not to everybody, obviously, but just certain people that I am disappointed in. So that's my solution to that one. For now, it's working. So that's why I'm not dwelling on it. But it's the disappointed in myself part that I want to be able to push past. So any ideas will be great, honestly. It will help. I'm sorry that the last few episodes have been somber and down. To be fair, work has been keeping me busy, so it's kind of helped. But and I've not really had the time to cut and paste and edit. But I also noticed that I think I had a few people comment on the previous episode and like thanking me for sharing, and they like the rawness, so maybe I will keep it raw still. But for now, I just thought I don't want a big product. I'm not going to put out something that is not what I'm going through at the moment. And that's the whole point of helping adults, is to go through adults in life, sharing the ups and downs of life with y'all. So, like I said, if you have any advice for me on this being disappointed in myself thing, let me know. Let me know what you think of this episode and the rawness, and if you prefer it, let me know. If you have any advice on any of what I'm going through, even if you can relate to it, it'll be nice to know that I'm not alone in feeling the way I'm feeling. But yeah, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate that. And feel free to like, subscribe, you know, the good stuff, and share as well. Thank you all. Have a wonderful week, and I'll speak to you next week.